Scripture lesson is from Mark's Gospel, chapter 16. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb. And they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He's not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he's going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Today, three years or so ago, my friend and in-law, Karen Sutherland, Karen, thanks for doing that, sent me a wonderful video by the title, "It's Friday, but Sunday's Coming." And I think I showed that to you, but it wasn't Easter. And a couple of you have asked that we could have that again, and I'm building my sermon around that. I love this video, partly because the preacher's voice is so powerful, but partly because he captures, I think, the essence in sort of poetic form of the power of the resurrection, because there's always going to be Fridays, but the Sunday's always coming. The resurrected Christ is always breaking in, breaking the power of things negative and wrong. So watch this video, and then we'll spend some time together.
It's Friday. Jesus is praying. Peter's asleep. Judas is betraying. But Sunday's coming. It's Friday. Pilate's struggling. The council is conspiring. The crowd is vilified. They don't even know that Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The disciples are running like sheep without a shepherd. Mary's crying. Peter is denying. But they don't know that Sunday's are coming. It's Friday. The Romans beat by Jesus. They robe him in scars. They crown him with thorns. But they don't know that Sunday's coming. It's Friday. See Jesus walking to Calvary. His blood dripping. His body stumbling. And his spirit burdened. But you see, it's only Friday. Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The world's winning. People are sinning, and evil's grinning. It's right. The soldiers nailed my Savior's hand to the cross. They nailed my Savior's feet to the cross. And then they raised him up next to criminals. It's right. But let me tell you something. Sunday's coming. It's right. The disciples are questioning what has happened to their king. And the Pharisees are celebrating that their scheming has been achieved. But they don't know. It's only Friday. Sunday's coming. It's Friday. He's hanging on the cross, feeling forsaken by his Father. Left alone and dying. Can nobody save him? Oh, it's Friday. But Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The earth trembles. The sky grows dark. My King yields his spirit. It's Friday. Hope is lost. Death has won. Sin has come. and Satan's just a lamb. It's Friday. Jesus is dead. A soldier stands guard, and a rock is rolled into place. But it's Friday. It is only Friday. Sunday is a coming.
Amen. Yeah. You know, Tom and I have been at this long enough to know that any given time, some of us are dealing with a tough Friday. Yesterday at the Easter egg hunt, amidst all the 2,000 or so people gathered in joy, a woman came up to me. Her mom is in hospice care. It's Friday. There's just no doubt about it. It's Friday. It's a hard, hard time. But she knew that Sunday's coming. This year, as I think about some of the wonderful people in our lives whom we've lost, as I think about E.T. York and Jimmy Carnes and Margaret Jones and Margaret Wilson and Tony Manuel and June Ronga and Francis Amos and Sally Puckett and John Holly and Hank Hobday, and you could fill in your names of people you know. As you enter into all of that time with them, you know there are those Fridays. But thank God that we know that Sunday was coming. And that makes all the difference, because Jesus is risen, and because He lives, we can live, and power is broken, and God keeps invading our world and doing things that turn things upside down and make things a whole bunch better. When I saw Mama Hunt here a few weeks ago, and learned that she's taking care of 13 people every day and that their pantries were empty, it was Friday for Mama Hunt. And when I said to her, what if we ask people on Easter Sunday to take a grocery bag and fill it up and bring it back next week, I tell you, her shouting said, it's Sunday's coming. And that's what you're going to do, because when God's people do God's thing in God's way and are Jesus' hands and feet, Sunday keeps on coming. To the Fridays of our world, when relationships are broken and when trust is fragmented and when pain comes into long-term relationships that suddenly have drifted apart and people don't know how to get back together, it's Friday. And I think of that story you've heard, I'm sure, of the two farmers who were brothers who lived side by side, separated by about 100 yards of meadow. And for 30 years, they got along really, really well. And then something happened somehow, some way, like those things do. Somebody said the wrong thing. And they got angry at each other. And they were never going to speak to each other again. And the one younger brother dug a ditch in that meadow and created a 10-foot-wide stream. And the other brother saw it and just was so irate. And that particular day, a carpenter came along and he said, I need some work. I need a few hours of work. You got anything? He said, yeah. You see that house over there? That's my brother. I haven't talked to him in 10 years. And a while back, he dug a ditch to show how much he didn't want to talk to me. And I'd like you to build a 8-foot wall so I won't even have to look at his house. The carpenter said, I think I understand. He got the material. The older brother went to town. Carpenter went to work. Instead of building the wall, he built a bridge over that stream. And the day that older brother came back at the end of the day and he saw not a wall but a bridge, he was so irate. And he went up to that carpenter who was standing on one end of the bridge. And just before he lashed into him, his younger brother was coming across the bridge to say to his older brother, wow, I'm so grateful that you've forgiven me and we can be brothers again. And thank you so much. And the carpenter said, I think my work is done here. He said, no, why don't you stay? He said, no, I've got to fix some other relationship. There's other places where Sunday needs to come. I don't know if there's some brokenness here today. But if there is, Sunday can be coming to you. I saw on the news the other night ABC News. You can check it out. If don't know if it's true. I suppose it is. They said it. Here's what they said. 80% of all the prescription painkillers in the world, 80% of all the prescription painkillers in the world are taken by Americans. 80%. Now, I'm not denying anybody's pain, real pain, but there's something going on there, isn't there? 80% of all the painkillers in the world are taken by Americans, and in 17 states, more people die of an accidental prescription overdose than die in auto accidents. I have a feeling there's some Fridays going on of deep, deep pain. And they don't even know that Sunday's coming. They don't even know that the risen Christ can come in and bring wonderful, wonderful healing. Since moving to this property, 12 years ago, we've had lots of Sundays, about 600 by my calculations. But the preacher's talking about not so much chronological time, but the Sunday that's coming is the indwelling, empowering, sin-breaking, wrong-breaking Christ. And I think about when the choirs sing and when prayers are lifted and when ball fields are filled and when we sing praises of God and hear the handbells. When people are far from God, they come back. Like yesterday, if you could show a couple of those pictures, J.D., of the egg hunt. There must have been 2,000 people here. There are cars parked everywhere. This is one group and then another group and another one. And when we moved here, we had about $8 million of debt, I think. We've gotten that down to about $5 million, and then we build another something. We get it down to $4 million, and we build something else. We get it down to, now we're at 3.3, but it's like Friday. And we're just praying that next Sunday will be like Sunday coming, and we'll be able to get out from under that, because there's a lot of work to do. There's lots of good stuff that we need to do. When some people believe the church is dying and the role of the church is declining, and the vitality of the church is decreasing and the growth of the church is diminishing, it feels like Friday, but Sunday's coming. Sunday came yesterday. In this very place, we had 14 baptisms. Isn't that great? Four children, youth, and adults. Yeah. And even more, we had 48 people join the church yesterday. Praise be to God. Sunday is coming. I teased David and I were teasing. I said, you know, it's like when a white preacher tries to preach like a great black preacher, it's Friday, isn't it? He said, don't say that. Oh, I love the cadence. I love what that guy did. And I'm trying my best. Can you help me out? Would you say amen? Thank you. I remember when my mom had ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. And I hear your stories when cancer strikes, or Parkinson's, or MS, or when you're just exhausted. Fridays, it's like Friday. But then I hear about the new and amazing Center for Movement Disorders and Neuro Restoration right here in our own town. Advances in cancer research and arthritis research and Alzheimer's research and the support you give to stop children's cancer and bunches of other things, and you get the feeling that Sunday's coming. Or when that young and beautiful athlete, Sarah Landauer, that so many of our youth knew, was struck down not too long ago, and it was Friday for her family and her church and her friends, and yet as the church and her family and her friends gathered around her, and she would have been the first to say, but Sunday's coming. In the last service, we had Michael Gracie here, whose accident about killed him back in November, month after month of touch and go, and here he was, and he stood and thanked God for faith, family, and friends, because Sunday came. And just as the Romans on that first Friday oppressed an innocent man, every time wrong is done and people are abused and oppressed, God, the prophet said, will intervene and act and say, it's enough. And God did that in the person of Jesus. And when we realize that a billion people live without clean water, we realize that 26,000 children die a day in the world because of preventable causes. When we realize through the hole in the gospel that 400 million people are undernourished, it's Friday. There's no doubt about it. That's Friday. But we believe when churches walk arm with other churches and you build with other faiths like Habitat a house, and when other churches start doing microloans and digging wells and adopting orphans and on, you got to believe that Sunday's coming. And we're a part of that. You know, somewhere it's Friday. And as the preacher said, where the world's winning and people are sinning and the evil is grinning. Because they don't even know that Sunday's already come. And somewhere it's Friday where hope feels like it's lost and death feels like it's won and sin is conquered. But they don't even know. But it's Friday. But dear friends, let me say to you this. Don't let that Friday be here. Don't let it be there. Don't let it be in our lives, our hearts. Because Jesus loves us too much and has done way too much, and Sunday has come and Jesus is risen and God has conquered and love is won. And Sunday's coming, and just let it come into your heart and into your life right here and right now. Would you pray with me? Oh God, we can't adequately talk about the resurrection, but we know we can get a piece of it when we know that Sunday's coming and Jesus is risen. And wherever good is done in your name, it's the power of Christ. God, motivate this church to do more and more good, to be your hands and feet. And may somebody feel the risen Christ touch their life right this minute. We pray in His blessed name. Amen.